Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now this item today, I am actually doing a redo or a re-recording of this, as the last time I did this recording was many, many years ago. And the item that we're going to be talking about today is actually changed a little bit, a couple features, things like that. So I want to go over that new stuff with you. This is actually one of our top selling products ever in our store. So over the last 7-8 years, if I was to go through and look at the best selling list of the best selling items in the store, this is going to be either one of the top three. I'd say it's definitely in the top three because I've looked at the list pretty recent. Not since I've had the new website, of course, everything changes and resets. But when the old website, this was actually in the top three. Now what this is a 24-hour Bluetooth earpiece, a single Bluetooth earpiece, and I'm actually doing the recording today on the earpiece. So all of this audio you are hearing today with me is actually being done right from the earpiece itself. So I want you guys to be able to hear this because I am very, very impressed with the quality of sound with this earpiece, the microphone especially. And so I want you guys to be able to hear the type of sound that others will be hearing if you get this and you're talking on it. The problem with generic earpieces, and that is what this is. It's not a name brand. It's not any really brand. It's just a generic Bluetooth earpiece. But a problem with a lot of these Bluetooth earpieces that are generic, and trust me, I've tested out a lot of them over the years, is that the microphones are just absolutely horrible. Like, they are just crap. And so, you know, I've sent a lot back. I have given a lot of them away. They're just not good. But when we found this one many, many years ago, it was a home run from the start because, number one, you're getting a really nice little single Bluetooth earpiece. Now, there's plenty of dual earbuds out there. There's plenty of stereo earbuds, true wireless earbuds, things like that. But you don't see a lot of good single Bluetooth earpieces. Now, Plantronics used to make some of them, and they were nice. They were small, but the battery was absolutely horrible. You'd be lucky to get maybe 6 hours, maybe 8 hours if you're lucky. This single Bluetooth earpiece gives you what it says, up to 24 hours of battery. So if you're just using this a little bit every day to talk on phone calls, you could literally get 2 weeks out of this thing before you have to recharge it. So, and that is no joke. I've sold a lot of these. I've had a lot of people give me feedback on them, and they have said the exact same thing that I say. Great, great battery life. And that's what they advertise, up to 24 hours of battery life. Well, this is also super small and easy to put in a pocket. It's about 2 inches long. It's about a half inch tall from bottom edge to top edge, and it's about a quarter of an inch thick from the outside to the inside. So it's very easy to slip into a pocket, to put wherever you want to take it. And this is great, like literally great for Ira, Be My Eyes, that kind of thing, because not only a lot of battery, small, easy to carry with you, but it doesn't block out all of the sound around you. Now, when we first started getting these in many years ago, the rubber tips or the rubber ear tips that they included in the case were all the type where they don't block out the sound around you. And over the last few years, they've actually started kind of changing it a little bit. I mean, it's not my favorite change, but don't worry because they do still include one of the kind that doesn't have the sealable rubber ear tips. And I'll get to why they included the sealable rubber ear tips here in just a minute. But basically, if you can imagine a rubber ear tip that is shaped like a padlock. So a normal padlock you would see attached to a gate or a door or a box or a cabinet or whatever. That's kind of what the shape is. So on the bottom, you have this round part of the padlock that's solid, and then on the top of it, you have this little rubber loop that is like the top of a padlock that runs through a lock. So you have this kind of a skinny rubber loop that runs up and around and then back down and attaches to the solid part at the bottom. So it's like an upside down U that's attached to this padlock. Or if you just think of a padlock, that's what this looks like. So it's a upside down U on the top attached to this solid rubber round solid piece at the bottom. And that is to go where it nestles in your ear, but the rubber loop part actually goes in the kind of the back part of your ear when you insert it in to kind of nestle in your ear. And that little rubber loop actually kind of helps hold the rubber ear tip in your ear. So it's kind of like an ear stabilizer. But what they've started doing is they've actually started putting sealable rubber tips on the outside of these other rubber tips. So you've got the one rubber tip that looks like a padlock, and then on the outside of it, you have a rubber tip that looks like your normal rubber tips of your AirPods, your Bose, whatever, where it seals down in your ear and blocks out the noise around you. So there's two things you can do here. If you do like I did, I took a pair of scissors, just snipped that rubber tip off, and it basically turned that the rubber tip into the way that they used to be without that sealable rubber tip. So if you want me to do it for you before I send them, I can do it. Just real easy. Get a pair of scissors. Just snip those off where it starts to go and be attached to that other rubber piece. Okay, that's one way. The other way is they include one of the old style in the package. So you get three different sizes with the sealable rubber tips, this noise isolating rubber tips. Get three of those, and then you get one with the old style where it just funnels the sound into your ear, but it doesn't block out the stuff around you. So I just took a pair of scissors, found the size I wanted, snipped off that little noise isolating rubber tip, and just good to go. So actually, that's what's in my ear right now. I can't even tell that it's been snipped off. I can't even tell any difference whatsoever. So that is definitely an option. Let's talk about the reason why they did that. Okay, so back in the day, many years ago, they included this wire that you could actually connect to the charging port, and it would give you a second channel of sound. So because this is a single Bluetooth earpiece, it literally has one speaker and one channel of sound, either on your right ear or on your left ear or wherever way you put it. Well, they wanted to get cute, and they wanted to try to make it so you could actually use it like a pair of earbuds. So they included this little wire in there that plugged into the charging port. This wire would run around the back of your neck or the back of your head, and then on the other side, it would have a sealable noise-isolating rubber tip. So then when you put this earpiece in your ear and you put that other sealable tip, noise-isolating tip with the wire in your ear, now you would get a stereo sound, or at least a simulated stereo sound. And that's what they did. Well, jump forward, but the thing is back then they were including all of these types of ear tips that blocked out noise around you, or that didn't block out noise around you. So basically just the padlock shaped ear tips that once you nestled it in your ear, it did not go all the way in your ear canal, and you could still hear stuff going on around you. So they included the one earpiece with the non-isolating ear tip, and then this little wire that connected with the noise-isolated ear tip. So if you tried to use it for music, it would sound really wonky because you had one side blocking everything out around you and sealing off your ear, and the other side, you're hearing everything around you and trying to play music. So they decided to get cute, and they would just start putting in these ear tips that have the built-in noise-isolating ear tip with the wire that you can still run around the back of your neck and put in your other ear and get another noise-isolating ear tip. So then you could have these listening to music just like earbuds because the tips are sealing out all of the noise around you out of both ears. And to me, it defeated the purpose of what this was made for. I get why they're doing it. I understand it. But guys, I'm being honest with you. I don't market this to sell to people to listen to music. It's okay. It's fine if you don't have anything else, but I don't market this for music. It's really marketed, in my opinion, for people who want to use it to talk on your cell phone, your iPad, to attach it to your computer and use your computer. I use mine almost every day with my computer. When somebody calls in for an order, I'll throw this in my ear. I can still hear them on my phone through the speaker, but now I've got my screen readers coming out of the earpiece and not disturbing them over the phone. So that's what I use it for. You could use it for Zoom, but just know that the if you're using it on your computer for Zoom, it is going to pick up the microphone is actually going to be coming through your computer rather than the earpiece. So the sound would be coming through your earpiece, but the microphone would actually be coming through your computer, which is fine. You could still do that. But, you know, if you're using it on your iPhone or your iPad on Zoom, then you're going to get the microphone, I'm sure, coming through the earpiece and so forth. But anyway, that's all to be said is I'm not marketing this for music. There are plenty of other better options out there for earbuds. We've got some great sounding earbuds on the store. There's other earbuds out there in the world that are better for music. This is better for other things, okay? But that is why they include the wire that connects to the charging port with the noise isolator tip, and now that's why they're including three of the old style ear tips with the noise isolating ear tip attached onto them. So I just took a pair of scissors, snip, 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 and now I've got old style earpieces the way that I remember this being when we first started selling them. So, and then like I said, they do include one of the old style in the package, so they're not completely leaving you high and dry. Okay, speaking of charging ports, this does charge with micro USB. Unfortunately, yes, still micro USB. And that little extra cable that gives you a stereo sound or a simulated stereo sound is also micro USB. So just know that going into it, it is micro USB. They do include a micro USB charging cable in the package. But they also include some other really cool stuff in the package. They actually give you a hard shell carry case. So this is a round kind of a hard shell carry case that zips up. And it even has a carabiner on it, a spring-loaded carabiner that you can clip to a backpack, a belt loop, a purse, strap, whatever you want. And now you can carry this with you wherever you go. So they do give you the case. They do give you the charging cable. And the case does have an open area for the earpiece. And then the other side of it has like a little mesh pocket that you can store your ear tips in and things like that. They, like I mentioned earlier, they do give you three different size ear tips with the noise isolated ear tip, and they give you one old school style ear tip without the noise isolated ear tip. And then they give you the wire that connects to the charging cable to give you the simulated stereo sound. And then they give you three ear hooks. Now these are hooks that you can snap onto the earpiece, and they will actually help keep these on your or in your ear or on your ear better because they hook over your ear. So you can snap these onto the spot of the earpiece between the body of the earpiece and the ear tip itself. There is an opening around there. It's a round opening. You can feel the opening there, and you just want to get the ear hook. There's a U-shaped connector on the end that swivels, and you just get that U-shaped connector over the little post between the earpiece body and the ear tip, where the ear tip goes on the earpiece, and just snap it straight down. Just push straight down on it, and it will snap into place, and now you've got an earpiece with an ear hook. So they do give you a rubber ear hook, which is going to be very comfortable around your ear, and then they give you two hard plastic ear hooks as well. So if the rubber ear tip or the rubber ear hook doesn't work for you that well, you can try one of the hard plastic ear hooks. The hard plastic ear hooks do not swivel at the U-shape. One of them swivels at the U-shape connector. One of them does not swivel at the U-shape connector. And one of them is a little bit different size than the other. So you can see which one fits your ear best. And then the rubber ear hook swivels at the connector area. So it'll swivel around as well. And that is what they give you in the package. So the charging cable, the simulated stereo cable, the three different ear hooks, and the four different rubber ear tips, four including the one on the earpiece itself. So three with noise isolated ear tips, one old school without the noise isolated ear tips. And then of course the hard shell zippered case, the carabiner clip, and they give you a pair of ear plugs, foam earplugs. I don't know why, but they give you a pair of foam earplugs. So now you've got foam earplugs. If you just want to block out all your ears completely with the foam earplugs, then you get those in the package as well. Not really sure why, but they're there. All right, so let's talk about what this will do. Not only is it going to be great for taking and making calls or listening to things on your computer, but it also, and not only does it give you the 24-hour battery life, which is, you know, depending on how much you use it each day, it could be up to 2 weeks, but it also gives you controls to be able to either adjust your music playback or adjust your calls coming in, things like that. So when you first turn this on, well, let me describe the earpiece itself. It's a rectangle shape earpiece, like I mentioned earlier, 2 inches long, about a half inch from bottom edge to top edge, and a quarter inch from outside of it, of the body, to the inside of the body of the earpiece. It is water resistant and sweat resistant, so you can use this when you work out if you want. It does have a micro USB charging port toward the back of the earpiece, which is the end that is closest to the actual ear tip itself. So locate the part where the ear tip goes and find that end right back behind that, and there you'll feel the slot for the micro USB cord. And then the microphone is on the opposite end. It's kind of a, as it gets toward the end, it tapers a little bit and kind of slants in a little bit, and right in the middle is a microphone hole, and that is your microphone. So when you put this in your ear, you want to make sure that that little end with that little microphone hole is pointing down toward your mouth, and that way you're going to get the best sound out of it. If you have this in your right ear, the top edge is going to have the volume rocker switch for volume up and down, and also some skip forward and skip backwards track controls we'll talk about here in a minute. The bottom edge is going to have a power switch. So when you flip the switch toward the charging port, it's going to turn it on. And when you flip the switch toward the microphone end, it's going to turn the earpiece off. It does have audible and voice feedback with this earpiece. So when you turn it on, after you pair it up the first time, when you turn it on, from then on, it'll say connected. I will say this does connect, probably one of the fastest connecting earpieces I've seen. A lot of times I'll get a call, I'll reach over, this earpiece will be off. You can actually put it in your ear, flip the switch on, it will turn the earpiece on and answer the call all at the same time, and basically just very, very quickly. So that is a very easy way to answer a call with the earpiece if it's turned off. It does give you audible feedback to let you know different things when it's reset. We'll talk about that here in a minute. It'll tell you, it'll voice feedback speak to you when it's connected. It will tell you when the battery is getting low. It will start making a tone to let you know that the battery is getting low. And I do believe it also gives you a tone when you put this earpiece on mute. So yes, that is another cool, feature with this, that you can actually put this on mute. Okay, so you can actually, when you're talking to somebody, you can actually hold down on the up and down volume button and it will actually activate a mute, and it will beep at you until you take it off of mute. So that way you know when it's on mute. The top edge, like I said, if this is in your right ear, it's the top edge. If this is in your left ear, it's going to be the bottom edge. So the controls are going to be reversed. You can use this in the right or left ear. In the right ear, top edge is volume up and down, bottom edge is power. Outside button, and this is the button that basically runs down the whole outside of the earpiece, and it's slick and it's easy to feel. That is one big button that runs down the outside of the earpiece. That actually will play and pause music, will answer a call, hang up on a call, and if you hold in on it, it will actually activate your voice assistant, whether that be Siri or Google Voice, and it will also, if you press it twice quickly, it will do a last number redial. I believe, I don't quote me on this, but I believe, and you guys can play with this, if you are getting a call, if you hold in on this button, I believe it will reject it. I can't remember if it's hold in or press it twice quickly, but you guys can play around with it and figure out what that is. If you press it once, it'll answer. Press it again, it'll hang up. I believe when the call's coming in, if you either press it twice quickly or hold it in, it will reject the call. So I'm not 100% sure on that. If you put this in your left ear, the top edge is going to be the power button. The bottom edge is going to be the volume switch up and down. And of course, the volume and stuff, if it's in your right ear, the volume up is going to be the button that's closest to the charging port. The volume down is going to be the one that's closest to the microphone. So you're going to press once, let up, press once, let up, press once, let up. That's going to turn your volume up and down, and you're going to press either one side or the other. You can actually feel that the volume rocker switch is a little bit higher on one end and on the other end, and then in the middle it goes down a little bit. So that tells you that the higher ends, those are the ends that you need to press on. And like I mentioned, if you hold in on the up and down volume while you're on a call, hold in on it until it beeps, it will put the person on mute and beep at you until you take it off of mute. Press those top, press those up and down volume buttons again at the same time to take it off of mute. Now, if you are listening to music with this and you have this, then you press the volume up once or volume down once, whatever, that's going to adjust the volume just like the other one did. But if you hold in on volume up or volume down, it's going to skip forward track or skip backwards tracks. So if you hold in on the volume down, that is going to go start over the previous song, and also it's going to, it's going to start the previous song over, or it will go back to the previous track. And then if you hold in on the volume up button, it's going to skip to the next track. Honestly, I kind of think maybe that should have been reversed, but I kind of think that the volume down should have been next track and volume up should have been backwards track, but, you know, they didn't ask me, so that's what it is. Of course, if you have this in your left ear, volume up is still volume up, volume down is still volume down, and so on. It's just they're kind of switched as far as where they're located. If you are playing music with this and you press that outside button once, it will pause the music. And if you press that outside button again, it will continue playing the music. Now, I mentioned, as you guys can hear on this recording, microphone quality on this is excellent. So the person on the other end can hear you very, very well. And you will be able to hear them very well because this does have a nice, pretty large speaker in it. And the volume gets nice and loud. So even if you have problems hearing, you should be able to get this loud enough for you to be able to hear the person without any problems. Now, this will also pair to two devices at one time. I've tried it with two. I haven't tried it with three, but I think two is probably the limit. It's a little bit different the way it works than some items out there, some Bluetooth items out there that pair to multiple devices. Where some devices out there paired with multiple devices, the minute you start using that particular device, it will shift over and start coming through the Bluetooth earpiece. This one's a little bit different. I had this paired to my computer and my iPad, and I had to put my computer to sleep in order to get it to come through with the iPad, and I had to put my iPad to sleep in order for the computer to connect to it. So, but I did that, and it was fine, and it worked great. So I believe, unless it's just something that I didn't do correctly, I believe if you are going to use this with two devices, you will need to either make sure your Bluetooth is turned off on one device or put to sleep before it will connect to the second device. And to connect it to the second device, and actually to connect it to the first device, you're going to flip the power switch on, and then once it comes on, you're going to go into your Bluetooth settings, go down at the bottom, and click on the LCB41. So that's what it'll say, LCB41. Click on that, it will connect. Then you want to put that device to sleep or turn the Bluetooth off on that device, turn the earpiece off and then back on again, and it should go into pairing mode to put the second device on here. Once you pair the second device, then you can turn both devices back on, and then whatever device is working and not sleeping at the time, then the audio should come out of that without any issue. Now, I couldn't get this to have, when it's paired with my computer, I couldn't get the microphone to come out of the earpiece to record on the computer. Whenever I did it, it only recorded the microphone from my computer. The sound would come out of the Bluetooth earpiece, but I couldn't get it to allow it to have the microphone to be recording from the Bluetooth earpiece on the computer. So this might or might not do that with the computer. That's why this might not be a good option for using with Zoom on the computer, but it will play the sound. It will give you the sound out of the computer, I just couldn't get to record from the earpiece volume onto the computer. Let's see, what else? So, yeah, I think that's almost about it, guys. This is, like I said, one of the biggest sellers of our store. Up 24 hours of battery life, and that could be equivalent to a couple weeks for somebody like myself. I can definitely get a couple weeks out of this before I need to charge it. It will give you a tone when it needs to be charged. And then, of course, I love all the functions where you can activate your voice assistant, you can mute the person, and it beeps at you to let you know you're on mute, so that way you're not just going along thinking that you're talking to the person, and then you find out later that you were on mute the whole time. So that's definitely not a good scene there. So this will beep at you to let you know when you are on mute. To factory reset this, if you want to factory reset it so you can pair it with the whole new group of devices, you're going to turn the earpiece on. You're going to hold in on the outside button that runs the length of the outside of the earpiece and the volume up button at the same time. Hold in on those two at the same time for about 10 seconds or so. You will hear a couple of tones, and that will tell you that the Bluetooth earpiece has been reset basically to factory. So then you can go in your Bluetooth settings and it'll be right there. So that is how you factory reset the earpiece. Yeah, I don't know really much else to tell you guys. This is a great earpiece. This is definitely great for using on phone calls, for using to listening to books or something on your computer, whatever. Using it with your Victor Stream third generation, or using it for GPS when you're out and about. This is perfect for that. Like I said, if you want to be able to hear stuff around you, then I do either recommend snipping off those little ceiling ear tips, or just using the one in the package that they give you that doesn't have the ceiling ear tips. This is a pretty small battery in this, so this is only going to take a couple hours to charge. So plug this into a wall charger, let it sit for a few hours, and you'll be fine. Of course, some wall chargers are slower than others. So if you plug this into something like a 30 watt or better, you're going to just have to have this on for a couple hours and you'll be good. If you plug it into a 5 watt block, or maybe even like a computer, then you might need to do like 3 or 4 hours to get it fully charged. And this should also let you see with your iPhone how good the battery is currently. I don't know if they've changed that in with the new iOS, because I've been unable to see my battery on some of my stuff, but I do have a lot of Apple Bluetooth devices, so I'm just wondering if it might be because I have all those devices and there's just no more room to show any other Bluetooth things. So the old way to see that on your phone was to go to the Today screen or set up a battery widget, so that might still work for most people. My thing here, so it probably should show for you in your Today screen, or maybe on the top of your status bar, what the battery level is on this Bluetooth earpiece that's connected to your device, if you use it on your phone, that kind of thing. So if it doesn't, then Apple definitely needs to fix that, and I would just say recommend plugging in every couple days and you'll be fine. So, all right, guys, so these are brand new in the box. Like I said, you get the carry case, you get the charge cable, you get the multiple tips, you get the little simulated stereo attachment, you get the three ear hooks. and of course get the earpiece itself. So all in the box, and then the earplugs for whatever reason there, you get those. And really great earpiece, guys. I definitely recommend this. Compare two devices at one time with this. And great microphone, as you can hear. Great audio quality for talking on the phone with people. Mute option. Activate your voice assistant option. All kinds of good stuff there. And then, like I said, also the play controls if you are listening to books. Or this would be fine for listening to books. Definitely don't want to poo-poo this for listening to books. This would be great for that. Put a book in on your Victor stream or on your computer. Walk around the house and listen to them with this. Just music, you know, I mean, it is okay. It's, you know, if you don't have anything else, this is fine. But if you do have other choices, then there are better music earbud choices out there. So, all right, guys, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.